Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. With thanks to Kennard Tyre. Make trade easy. Kenoth. And RSEA Safety, the ultimate destination for safety and workwear. Race in now and save during their winter sale.
Good to be back. It is good to be back on this Thursday, May the 6th. No Fletch in the house today, so he's taking the baton and he's having a bit of a spell himself. But, Spud, it's great to be back. It's great to have you back. How are you, Spuddy?
Mate, I heard you had a few days away. They certainly missed you, I think. But, mate, it's always great to be here on Thursday. And what a great song that is.
Welcome back,
Connor. That was one of the best ever shows.
Absolutely. How are you, Gibbo?
I'm great, thanks, Joel. How are you, boys?
Yeah, we're going great. Brooks, of course, you're here. You are the man who leads the show, all thanks to Four Pines. Brooksy, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Good to have you back.
You're a bit quiet there, Brooks. Yeah, I think you're off. Six to go play on, said the referee. It is great to have Brooksy back as well. There's plenty happening. I've been off for a week and so much has unfolded. I tell you what, so today is the 6th of May. Spud, there's a few things that I thought might catch your attention here. Before I go into this, it's a birthday today. It's a 60th birthday. Who's your man crush? Can you tell me who your man crush is?
Man crush?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've all got a man crush. Who's your man crush?
I don't know. He'd have to smell good. He'd have to look good.
Yeah.
Mate, that's a tough one. Come back to me. Who's yours?
I'd say Mark Wahlberg. I reckon life's good for Mark Wahlberg. He just seems a cool character, and I think life's good. Gibbo, have you got a man crush?
Yeah, mine would have to be probably Joel Parkinson or Taj Burrow, surfers. They got a pretty easy life.
Yeah, well, I actually watched the show last night. I have to tell you, it has to be The Rock. Smell what The
Rock's
doing.
I thought The Rock, you know. I nearly went there.
I love The Rock. He's just, mate, he's just getting bigger and bigger. It's like he's a blow up. He's massive.
But life looks good for The Rock, doesn't it?
Well, mate, you're getting paid millions of dollars. You're going to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go and pump weights, aren't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time of morning it is, but he's just sounds like an... carries on like he's the best human in the world. And yeah, I've got a mad crush on him for sure.
Hey, Brooksy, who's your man crush?
I like Trent Barrett because I was an old Steeler and he was pretty hot back in the day.
Yeah.
But also Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yes. I could understand that. The reason I bring this up, because many people would have this fellow as his man crush. 60 today, George Clooney.
60?
60. Yeah, May 6th. He's 60 today. You know what else has happened today? 2004. This is like 17 years ago, Spud. Friends had their final episode on May the 6th. But this is what I think will get your attention. 1954, right? 1954. And this is May 6th. And this happened at a university, Oxford University over there in England, where Roger Bannister, you know what Roger Bannister's famous for? Breaking the 4-minute mile. He's the first person to do so. Now, Bryant, this is a fellow called John Bryant. Now, he's a British journalist and runner. Bryant reminds us, and this was reported in the Harvard Business Review, Bryant reminds us that runners had been chasing the goal seriously, breaking the 4-minute mile, since 1886, and that the challenge involved the most brilliant coaches and gifted athletes in North America, Europe and Australia. For years, milers have been striving against the clock, but the elusive 4 minutes had always beaten them. It had become as much as a psychological barrier as a physical one, and like an unconquerable mountain, the closer it was, the more daunting it seemed. Now, this was truly the holy grail of athletic achievement. And he goes on. The experts believe they knew the precise conditions under which the mark would fall. It would have to be in perfect weather. This is what they said. It'd have to be in perfect weather, 68 degrees, no wind on a particular kind of track, hard, dry clay, and in front of a huge, boisterous crowd urging the runner onto his best ever performance to break the 4-minute mile. But Bannister, when he did it in 1954, he actually did it on a cold day, on a wet track, at a small meet in Oxford, England, before a crowd of just a few thousand. Now, what happened here, Spud, is that they'd been trying to break this for the best part of 70 years, and this has been a target for many, many athletes. But just 46 days after Bannister's feat, John Landy, an Australian runner, not only broke the barrier again with a time of 3 minutes 58, then just a year later, three runners broke it in a single race. And since then, 1,400 people have broken the 4-minute mile. And it just goes to show that we put limits on our mind and our beliefs, don't we?
Yeah, you love a stat, mate. I feel like you're the SEN of 1170 of David Middleton. You love a stat on a Thursday, but I think you're right. It's a mind game. It really is, and what it sounds like it took them a few guys to break the brain barrier. But, you know, even just, like I said, change the time of day you're going to run it, cooler conditions, like my jet ski. My jet ski flogs itself harder when it's in cool conditions.
That's right. Yeah. Have your say. Who's your man crush? Who is your man crush? 0457 736 736. Tell us why it is George Clooney's 60th birthday today. Now, let's update you. We're here, by the way. Drive with Joel and Fletch today. Spud Carroll. Well, thanks to Kennard Tyre and our Spud. Do Kennard Tyre make trade easy?
Kenoth,
they do. And RSEA, the ultimate destination for safety and workwear. Race in now and save during their winter sale. Now, the Roosters find themselves in a COVID dilemma, a COVID situation. The entire playing and coaching staff to undergo tests, which I believe, I was listening to Michelle Bishop on Jimmy's show earlier, I believe they've done their tests. Because they had, well, at least some of the members had been at the Azure Cafe where Rooster staff regularly attend in Moore Park. It was listed on New South Wales health list of sites yesterday. Of course, that's where the case was. So we'll keep an eye on how that plays out. Now, all of a sudden, the knock-on effect means that the NRL need to have provisions as to if this thing does, in fact, inflame, what happens for Magic Round next week where all the teams will converge at Suncorp Stadium. Now, NRL's biosecurity expert are confident that Magic Round will go ahead despite the COVID cases. Adrian Pozenko in the Sydney Morning Herald, NRL's biosecurity expert, confident next week Magic Round will go ahead despite the latest COVID-19 cases in Sydney, with the fly-in, fly-out option most likely scenario if players are forced back into a bubble. You just thought we're in the clear, didn't you, Spud? You really thought we're in the clear.
It's been an incredible week to see all the devastation over in India. But now the rugby league, if it only takes one, and it always scares you, there's going to be one to the cause of this drama. So, the girl up there in Queensland who's running the state,
Anastasia,
mate, she can pull the pin straight away. Yeah. Like, she's sort of done there's been a couple of cases here in New South Wales over the last couple of hours. As you said, regards to the Magic weekend, it's going to be scary if it doesn't go ahead.
Tell you what, there's a lot of money that goes into the state of Queensland on the back of the Magic Round. Associate Professor David Heslop, who sits on the NRL's Project Apollo Committee and helps steer the game through the pandemic, is confident next week's Magic Round in Brisbane will still go ahead. Absolutely yes, he told the Herald. We're currently confident and we're working with the respective governments to make sure that happens. We're focusing on taking appropriate action to protect the players in the competition. That's what we're doing now. Now, some sad news coming through. Earlier today, Barry Bunny Riley lost his life, and very, very sad. Paddington Colts Jr., he played 195 first-grade games for the Roosters between 1966 and 1979. Mixed fortunes. They were doing it tough there for a while, the Roosters, but then, of course, they had their glory throughout that period as well. Roosters' most capped player at the time, along with Mark Harris. He plays a huge part in the Roosters' back-to-back premierships in 74-75. He's a member of the Roosters Centurions team of the century. Very, very sad to all the family of Bunny Riley, Barry Bunny Riley. We most certainly have our thoughts and wishes with you. Our condolences go the way of you. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. You can call us 0457 736 736. Big show coming up. Nick Davis to preview the round, which is the AFL. I'm a little bit sad this fellow's on the show without the great man Fletch, who will come on a little bit later on, by the way. Matty Johns will join us a little bit later in the show as well. Rocco Berry. He absolutely loves Rocco Berry. Mm. Picked up his first try in the National Rugby League in his second game last week. We'll catch up with the young gun of the Warriors. Been speaking to a few Warriors lately, Spud. They're good young fellas up there, and you can see why they are doing quite well. Rocco Berry will catch up with him ahead of his third game in the National Rugby League. And, of course, a regular staple of our show, Spud, Shawnee Ormerod from Sportsbet.
Isn't it amazing this year? It's been like the year of the rookies. Look at the Sam Walker, you've got the young kid at the Warriors now, but also I've been speaking about a young kid called Zach Sini. What I love about him, he reminds me of Pappenhausen. I've been doing the New South Wales Cup games. He's got the old, he's got the mullet, he's got the red hair.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, this kid can play.
And you called him out, Spud, you called him early. Mate,
he's got his opportunity last week. I don't know if wing's the position for him, but to be in the 17 for the West Tigers, he should be highly congratulated.
Gentlemen, you know who Spud is? He's our doyen of debuts. He can see him coming. So, Spud, when you find your next debutant,
Let you know.
Let us know. Okay. Let us know. Let our loyal listeners know. We're okay. One big family here. 1300 01 11 70. You can have your say. You can text us 0457 736 736. Afternoon, lads. Man crush is definitely Chris Hemsworth, or back in the 90s, Liam Gallagher. Mm. Blokes are living the dream. Trent from Rosemeadow Gardens. I can't go past Chris Hemsworth as my man crush, but would even settle for Liam. Daniel from Adelaide. Man crush Wayne Bennett at his age, with his earning capacity, doing what he loves most, with no signs of quitting. Paulie from West Wall's End. My man crush is Brian Fletcher. He surfs, he punts, he doesn't take himself too serious, and he played for the Mighty Bunnies. That's from the Maltese Mailman of Matraville. And I'll get to this one in a moment as well, but we appreciate all those text messages coming through. Who's your man crush? It is the 60th birthday today of the great George Clooney, and a little minor man crush as well. I got to catch up, but with some of the show in my absence, Spud. Adam Peacock, gentlemen, and I'll include Brooksy and Gebbo, who was brilliant, wasn't he?
He's great.
Yeah.
Worked with him at Fox. Yep. Great operator. Worked with him here. Even better operator now.
Great and guy. If you want to catch him again, he's on Around the Grounds every Saturday morning from 9 till 12.
Good panellist too, I understand. Is it? Who's the main man there?
Oh, it's Nathan Gibbons.
Yeah.
It's just before crunch time with Joel Kane, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I thought so. Yeah. Oh, 12 till 2. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Saturday's on the coast as well, SEN track up in Gosford.
Yes, the great Gibbo. That's the voice you're hearing. The number one panellist in Australia, our man Gibbo, sitting next to the number one producer in the world, the great Nathan No-Looksy Brooksy. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. And today, the great Spud Carroll. He's a Thursday specialist. Tradies Hour, thanks to Trojan. Tools built tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse.